Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
.701 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, it's the day after. It's the day after. The day after the imposter in chief, his fraudulency. China Joe was officially inaugurated as President of the United States. Now, to all of you out there, let's say the election was stolen while we still can, because it is increasingly verboten. Let's say there was massive rampant voter fraud while you still can, because they're censoring this on social media. They're banning this in the media as well, big media. And increasingly, in fact, this new domestic terrorism bill that they're trying to pass through Congress would actually say it's inciting violence and it's a form of domestic terrorism. To say there was voter fraud is now a form of domestic terrorism and neo-Nazi white supremacy. I swear to you. So let's say it while we still can. Okay, if you remember, under the Obama years, under the derelict, the way the media deified and glorified Obama. Do you remember that? I mean, it's not just that they covered up for him. I mean, he was God. Literally, that's what they call it. He was God. He was above the planet. He was going to heal the world. I mean, it just went on and on. How sycophantic they were. Well, here it is now. Get used to it. 4 years of viciously trashing Trump every day. Every day, nonstop hate, nonstop attack, nonstop belligerence and excoriating the president, just tearing him to pieces on anything. Now they have a corrupt Democrat in the White House. And it's now, whoa, now it's 180 degrees. Now, listen to this. This is the political director of CNN. He was on, it was the day before, it's the Lincoln Memorial. And the water, the reflection of the water with all the American flags. Listen now to what David Chalian, this is the guy who calls the shots at CNN. Listen to this. Roll cut 40, Christian.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms. And contrast that with that video you just saw of a disgraced president on his way out at his lowest point in his presidency.
You bootlicker, you. I mean, lick, lick, lick. I mean, I'm not kidding. You read about Stalin. You read biographies on Stalin. And this is like, oh, the Vosh, the Stalin, he's embracing the nation. I mean, have you no self-respect? Keep licking those boots. Don't worry. He's going to give you an exclusive one-on-one interview. Relax. Don't shame yourself like this. Okay. So he's embracing the nation. Listen now to Chris the Weasel Wallace. By the way, Fox News's ratings are in the tank. They're dropping like a stone. They are now consistently third. Believe it or not, they're behind CNN and MSNBC. This guy, the weasel, is a big reason why. Listen to what he said after hearing Biden's inaugural address. Oh my God. You couldn't make this up. Roll cut 79, Christian.
I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961. John F. Kennedy, ask not. I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard. Obviously, a lot of this event today, a lot of the president's speech was colored by the emotion of the fact that exactly 2 weeks ago, 14 days ago, there was a mob of thugs, of insurrectionists, of domestic terrorists on the inaugural stand. And Joe Biden was saying that democracy prevailed. We were able to get through that. And he was talking about how we need to get through that in the future if we are going to be a united country.
The best inaugural speech he ever heard? Better than Kennedy's? Ask not what your country can do for you, but you can what you can do for your country? By the way, that was a phenomenal, whatever you think of Kennedy, that was a phenomenal inaugural address. So here is now what they want us to believe. That Biden got 81 million votes. He got more black votes, more votes among African Americans than Obama did. And now it's even a better inaugural speech than Kennedy's. Fox News is going down. He's one of the reasons why. 617-266-6868 is the number. Mark in New Hampshire. Mark, did you hear the greatest inaugural speech ever? Did you watch or hear it yesterday, Mark?
Sorry, I was just throwing up on myself, Jeff. No, Jeff, I didn't watch any of it because unlike his voters, I have a job, Jeff. I have to go to work every day. I can't take 4 hours out to watch the media, you know, rub this guy out as they praise him and worship him. Give me a break. First thing, Jeff, you're talking about this, you know, domestic terrorist bill. You know, we've talked in the past about how it's going to, you know, eliminate your Second Amendment rights. It's going to eliminate your First Amendment rights. But you know what else this does, Jeff? Let's say in 2022, a group of candidates come to the surface that are charismatic and are bringing together everyone center and right against this, you know, National Socialist Party. Because that's what I'm calling them now. There's no more that, you know, they're socialist stuff. This is the National Socialist Party. That's what this is, okay? So let's say a group of candidates come to the surface that are going to unite everybody against this tyranny. And, you know, we can call it fascism. We can call it, whatever we want. As soon as that happens, someone says, wait a minute, these people are white supremacists. Boom. They've just legalized the ability to do what they did to Donald Trump, Jeff. The FBI can now infiltrate the campaigns. They can monitor their phone calls. They're going to take the Russia hoax, Jeff, and make it all legal. So they'll be able to go in and listen to what the campaign is now working on, Jeff.
Oh, you're completely right. That's why Glenn Greenwald, as you know, he's a man of the left, but he's a civil libertarian. He's been writing so powerfully and eloquently on this, warning everybody, you have no idea what they're trying to pass. This is going to be even worse than the Patriot Act. So, and by the way, Mark, I'm not trying to, you know, ramp everybody up, but I got to tell all of you, they're going to be listening to talk radio. They're going to be listening to what callers say, what I say. And if they deem anything to be, quote, white supremacy, unquote, or anything that's, quote, extreme, unquote, they have the potential under this bill and under this law to go after anybody. I mean, this violates the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Bill of Rights, our civil liberties, our privacy on a level you have never seen.
I will tell you this, though, Jeff, all of my kids, I have 3 kids. 10, 13, and 15. And I've told you, you know, before, my kids' school system's great. They don't push anything. You know, they let the kids believe what they want to. So they all had to watch it. You know, they all were in class, and they all had to watch it, you know, because that's what they always do. And my son's, my oldest class, half of the boys in class booed when Biden came up to the podium. And the teacher thought it was hysterical.
Good.
It's great, Jeff.
Good for you. Good for you. You got a great boy there, Mark.
I'm trying, man. You know, I'm trying. Keep him on the straight. Keep him on the right path, Jeff. Not his left path. The right path.
Mark, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, so Chris the Weasel Wallace, Fox News, he was one of their big resident never-Trumpers, anti-Trumpers, says, and he heard the Kennedy one. He heard the Kennedy inaugural address. He said, even better than Kennedy's, that Biden's yesterday was just so good, it was the best inaugural speech he ever heard. Now, did you hear it? Did you see it? Do you agree? Or is it near? Was it the, to me, it was the worst. I kept looking at him like, is he alive? Is this it? Oh, no. Oh, he's still alive. Okay, he's still breathing. More with your calls. Don't touch that dial.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, that's an inaugural address. I mean, agree, disagree, whatever you think of Kennedy and the fact, just leave all that, you know, let all that go. That's a powerful, inspirational, moving inaugural address. But according to Chris the Weasel Wallace, no. Biden's yesterday was even better than Kennedy's. Or Reagan's, or Obama's, or take your pick. Jeff Kuhner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Here on the great WRKO. Okay, so you just heard Kennedy. Here's a taste of Biden. Now you tell me which one you think is better. Roll it, Sandy.
Uniting to fight the foes we face, anger, resentment and hatred, extremism, lawlessness, violence, disease, joblessness, and hopelessness. With unity, we can do great things, important things.
I mean, who are you going to believe? Me or your lying eyes and ears? I mean, it's pathetic. And watch, the media are going to prop him up. They're going to worship him. They're going to deify him. It's going to be a cult, just like it was under Obama. 617-266-6868 is the number. Elizabeth in Waltham. Thanks for holding, Elizabeth, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff, I just want to say Robert Kennedy Jr. is doing some good things about these viruses, these vaccines and all that. He's saying some good things. But what I wanted to say was, I don't know if you're aware that there's, like, simultaneously with what's going on in our government is what's going on in the Vatican. They've got people from, you know, the United Nations practically running it now. China gave the Vatican about $2 billion to silence them about what's going on with the Christians in China. It's really terrible. You know, it's an old institution, you know, the Catholic Church, and it's going on at the same time as what's going on in this government. And what dawned on me last night is no wonder they picked Biden. He's a so-called Catholic, even though he's not really, you know, practicing the way he should regarding, you know, the abortion issue and this mandate, these little sisters of the poor. So I think there's some connection. They're trying to me, what it seems like, they're trying to start their one world religion, humanism, and their one world government at the same time. What's his name? George Soros and his guy, his son, and that whole group. That's all I had to say.
Interesting. Elizabeth, thank you very much for that call. Well, look, I call him the Red Pope. Pope Francis is clearly a staunch liberal. Let me put it very mildly. I said this before. He's the Obama of the Catholic Church. He is transforming it, subverting it from within. And there's no question about it. It is swimming. The church now is swimming in Chinese money. And Pope Francis has become a major appeaser of the Chinese communist regime. He has sold the Catholic Church in China down the river. And he has sold the persecuted Christians in China down the river. There's no getting around it. Now, as for Biden, he's just taking his marching orders from Pope Francis. That's all he is. Joe Biden is a self-hating Catholic. I mean, that's just a fact. You know, the Catholic Catechism is crystal clear on issues like abortion, issues on life, issues on family. You're going to force the Sisters of the Poor to provide abortion services and contraception in direct violation of Catholic doctrine? Whatever you think of the policy or the doctrine, he's the one that's going around holding a rosary, you know, the rosary beads in his hand. He's the one that's acting. He's more Catholic than the Pope. So he's a complete fraud on absolutely every level, every level. And there were a group of bishops, American U.S. bishops, who wanted to write an open statement, a letter, condemning Biden's support, not just for abortion. He's pushing abortion overseas. It's one of the executive orders that he signed. So the American government now is going to go in traditional countries, Muslim countries, Catholic countries, traditionalist countries, where they ban abortion or abortion is frowned upon, and we're going to be actively promoting abortion in all of those countries. And so these U.S. bishops were going to sign a statement saying, and you call yourself a Catholic? And you know who nixed it? You guessed it. Pope Francis. 617-266-6868 is the number. Dan in Andover. Thanks for holding, Dan, and welcome.
Hey, good morning. That was a great call she just gave. But I'm going to lighten it up a little bit, Jeff.
Yes, go ahead.
We really need to give credit where credit is due. So let's find out who actually gave that Biden speech back in Europe, probably in the 1940s or 50s, and give them credit for it. Because let's face it, he doesn't write anything of his own.
Because everything he does is plagiarized, right? So...
Exactly. Three quick points, though, right? Who knows what he actually gave at the address? There was nobody there. There were more people in West Palm Beach cheering Trump than there was at the inaugural. Right? And you notice, they were all sitting. All of the reps and the senators were sitting like 10 feet apart. They forgot last week they were caught on hidden camera at the Capitol building, practically hugging each other during the impeachment. No masks. They were all standing next. I sent you the picture apparently the pandemic was over.
Oh, I remember that, Dan. I remember that. Yes.
Each other. You, someday you're going to ask me where I get all this stuff, Jeff. Anyway, so actually, Biden actually dozed off during the prayer, prior to him giving the inauguration address. So I get stuck watching it. I was at a business meeting in Burlington, and now people.
Did he really doze off?
He dozed off. So we headed on it.
I know Clinton did. I don't know if you saw that, but Bill Clinton fell asleep during Biden's speech.
Well, of course he did. Anybody would have. But anyways, so he. But Biden actually dozed off during the prayer. So we had it on like an 85-inch television on the wall of a conference room. I didn't want to watch it, but so no.
Dan, please hold on. Can you hold on? I got a very short break. I want to come back to you. So I did not know this. So Biden fell asleep during the prayer. What, they nudged him? Get up, quick. Come here. You're going to be up soon. Wake up. More with your calls next. .732 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, let's go back to Dan. Dan, so you were saying you were forced to have to watch this thing. You're at a business meeting in Vermont, and then you see Biden, he falls asleep during the prayer. And then please pick it up from there, Dan.
So actually in Burlington, Mass., sorry.
So, oh, Burlington, Mass. Yeah, okay, my bad. Sorry.
That's okay. Watching it up on the wall, and sure enough, he dozed off, and the cameras immediately cut away from him. But you notice after that, he stopped wearing a mask. When they woke him up, he stopped wearing a mask because maybe he wasn't getting enough oxygen, and maybe that's what caused him to doze off. But anyways, here's the scary thing, Jeff. One of the gentlemen sitting at the meeting with us, very bright young guy, extremely bright. I said to him, oh, my God, that's Hunter Biden. We didn't have volume on.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So he couldn't hear it, but I could see. I said, that's Hunter Biden. And he goes, who's Hunter? And I said, Hunter's his son. He goes, his son is dead. And I said, Hunter, the cocaine addict. And he said, oh, I didn't realize he had another son. That's how good the media hid this.
Incredible. 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 Wow, so he thought Biden's only son was Bo.
Exactly, exactly. I go out to lunch in Somerville. Again, they're showing highlights up on the screen of the inauguration, and they flash to Hunter, and I said, wow, he looks different. And I bring up on my phone the picture. I don't know if you ever saw the picture of Hunter in the bathtub smoking crack.
Yes, 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 I've seen that.
I keep it on my phone as a joke to send to people, right? So I flash it. I go, wow, he looks different. He goes, who's that? I go, that's Hunter Biden. He goes, there's a different guy, 60-year-old guy. Again, a smart guy, a learned guy. He says to me, who's Hunter Biden? And I said, his son. He goes, his son's dead.
Dan, I got to tell you, man, the media were really, really effective at suppressing that story.
It's China. It's China, Jeff. They did it. Because look, so right now, what are we doing right now? We're not killing ourselves with the Keystone Pipeline, because honestly, no one cares if they're going to have to pay twice as much for energy in this country. Apparently, they elected the guy.
That's a really good point, Dan. Yeah, I mean, excellent point, and thank you very much for that call. Look, I want to get to this a little bit later in the show, but you look at these executive orders. I mean, they benefit China. They so obviously do. In fact, two of them I know are from orders from China. The Chinese said, here's what we want you to do. And okay, there they are. They're part of that stack of 17 executive orders. So, I mean, Dan is right. This is all communist China. Communist Chinese style censorship, communist Chinese style suppression, and now communist Chinese style policies. 617-266-6868. Greg in Maine. Thanks for holding, Greg, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Greg.
I just wanted to run one thing by you and make a comment. This morning,
yes.
I was listening to our supposed local conservative radio talk show host, and they were talking about the speech. And then he got on that subject, and he said, because people were criticizing it, that if you don't support the president, you're not American, and you hate your country. I mean, that just blew my mind. I mean, and then he goes and says, you know, he may not support 97% of what Biden says or does, but you still have to call him your president. No, I don't.
Well,
I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, look, Greg, what somebody should do is I don't know who this guy is, but somebody should call him up and say, well, hold on, for 4 long years, the day Trump was inaugurated, they said, not my president, illegitimate, resist. That was CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, the entire Democratic Party. No liberal recognized Trump's authority. So if the left can do it to Trump for 4 long years, why can't we? That's number one. Number two, that's a chilling quote. Because you look it up, Stalin used to say that. If you don't support Stalin, you don't love Russia. Hitler would say that. If you don't support Hitler, you don't love Germany. So, no, since when is Biden America? Now, a guy who steals an election, I mean, Greg, think about it. A, he steals the election, so he's illegitimate. But let that go. Let's just, for the sake of argument, he really got 81 million votes. Okay? He got more black votes than Obama. Let's just pretend all of this, okay? So I disagree with Biden. I think his agenda is going to be disastrous for the United States of America. I don't want a guy who's owned by communist China. I believe he is a puppet of communist China, a criminal and a traitor. And I have all of the evidence on the Biden laptop to prove it. So why should I support an agent of communist China? Now, if he's got half a brain, why would he ask us, why do you want communist China to succeed? That's the question I would ask him. Because what he's saying, it's a form of totalitarianism. So hold on, we can't disagree with the president? We can't dissent from the president? Like, is this America or is this communist China? Greg, that's the point I would offer him. I mean, that's the point I would make to him.
Well, I agree with you, Jeff, and I did bring that up, but he said no matter what, he's still your president. And it just, this is a guy I respect and I've listened to a lot, but I just can't.
Oh, that's management.
I can't fathom that.
No, that's save his rear end. That's management. That's him shilling for his job.
Well, that's what I thought too. And he came out and said he wasn't going to promote that crap. And anyways, I did listen to Biden's speech, and he's definitely talking out of his you-know-what, because he's not promoting unity. He's promoting very much divisiveness.
Greg. Look, and that's the other thing you could mention to this guy. By the way, tell him that in Shanghai, they're looking for a good talk show host who can toe the party line. Tell him he may have a future in communist China. That if you don't love Xi Jinping, you're just not a good Chinese citizen. You're just not a good Chinese communist. You got to tell them that, Greg. That's what they say in communist China. That Xi's your president and you have to salute. By the way, here's the point you can make to him. And to me, it's an obvious point. Biden, on one side of his mouth, says we need unity. On the other side of his mouth, he calls 75 million Trump voters Nazis. So if that conservative talk show host voted for Trump, does he like the fact that the president believes he's a Nazi and a potential domestic terrorist? Just ask him that.
I guess I will have to at some point get into a discussion, but I kind of let it go after a few minutes because it didn't seem like he was going to, that he wasn't looking at a different view.
Greg, he's a phony and a fraud who now is just towing the corporate line. That's all he's doing. Frankly, I wouldn't give him the ratings. I think when people like this show you who they are, turn the dial. You deserve better and the audience deserves better. Just my opinion, Greg. And thank you for that call. I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, this is really pathetic. And I'm sorry to say this, but I look at many of my colleagues at Fox News who I used to respect, and now they're all towing the corporate line. I mean, even someone like Tucker Carlson, who I think is excellent on many issues. I think he delivers some blistering, brilliant monologues. Biden won? This is what apparently he said a couple of days. Biden was the winner, and we have to accept the fact that he won? I'm like, I know you want your $10 million, $15 million a year contract. I understand that. But don't pee on my back and call it rain. Don't tell me he won when the election was stolen. Now, you can't say it was stolen. You can't say there was election fraud because your bosses, i.e. Paul Ryan and the sons of Murdoch, have towed a corporate line or telling you they've given you a corporate line that you have to tow. That you can't say, that the election was stolen. But don't pretend like we don't know what's going on here. So to me, there's a certain point where as a person, you have to have some self-respect. And am I going to deliberately lie to my audience and say something I really don't believe for a check? because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So, you know, they have to look at themselves in the mirror. But when they lie to you about something like this, then you know they can lie to you about anything. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, let me ask you, did you watch or listen to Biden's inaugural address? He says we need unity. He says he wants unity. In fact, he says he's obsessed with unity. Do you believe he's sincere? And do you believe he will actually unify the country? Or will he even divide it and polarize it even more? 617-266-6868. All of your calls next. .749 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, what the mainstream media is not telling you is yesterday the official news agency for the Chinese Communist Party, the Xinhua News Agency, they were gloating, absolutely gloating over Trump leaving office and Biden now coming in as the new president of the United States. According to them, this is what they said, good riddance to President Trump. In fact, they sent it out via Twitter directly from the China Xinhua News Agency, which is the official mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party. They condemned his quote unquote anti-China policy. And good riddance, Donald Trump. They said that the United States is weak on the inside, that nothing will stop, quote, China's strength and determination in its quest for hegemony, and that the United States under Trump enacted negative and destructive policies towards China, and they are openly welcoming Joe Biden, saying that as far as the Chinese communist regime is concerned, they believe that there is a very bright, prosperous future for the United States and for China going forward. So they are openly gloating, bragging that Biden is now in and Trump is out. The Ayatollahs in Iran, they also went on social media. The president of Iran, now remember, this is the greatest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Their president, Hassan Rouhani, also celebrated the departure of President Trump. He called him a, quote, stupid terrorist, and said that he will never forgive Trump for the drone strike against Qasem Soleimani. He was the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, maybe the top terrorist in the world, responsible personally for the deaths of hundreds of American troops and the maiming of thousands of American soldiers in Iraq and around the Middle East. And he is now ecstatic that Joe Biden is in. Remember, Biden opposed the drone strike on Soleimani. He and the Democrats were saying it would lead to World War III. Do you remember that? They kept predicting this is going to be World War III. It's going to lead to a war with Iran. So they sided with the mullahs against Trump and the United States. They are now calling for Biden to now immediately re-enter the Iran nuclear deal. China has now ordered, I'm not kidding, they have ordered Biden to return to the Iran nuclear deal. China and Iran are very close allies. In fact, China is now leading an international coalition of Iran, Venezuela, North Korea, and Cuba, an anti-American coalition. And they are now demanding that the United States, under Biden, re-enter the nuclear deal, give the mullahs billions of dollars more in cash, end the sanctions that have brought the regime to the brink of collapse, and give them essentially a path to a nuclear bomb. So this tells you everything you need to know. when your mortal enemies, communist China and Islamist Iran, when the Ayatollahs and the Chaycoms are openly celebrating the defeat and the departure of President Trump and openly celebrating the Joe Biden as the new president, that tells you everything you need to know. 617-266-6868. Our enemies are rejoicing because now they have one of their own running the United States of America. Dave in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Dave, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, it's so good to hear your voice. I used to listen to you during the other hours because I'm not usually up this early. Glad to know you're still out there bulldozing.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's what I was born to do, my friend.
I know. And listen, I know you know the history, but too many people don't. You know, back in the real turning point of American history before the Revolutionary War was when they started messing with our churches. The Black Robe Regiment, people might want to look that up. And also the fact that the battle cry on Lexington Green was no king but Jesus, okay? When you start messing with our religion, you're playing with fire. And it doesn't matter which side you're on, you're playing with fire. And they don't even realize it. They are just so drunk with power, which is what happens. If you give somebody too much of anything, they get drunk with it, and they want more. And that's just what's going on right now, and it's sad and a little, you know, scary to see it going on in such a broad scale in our nation right now that, you know, we're totally throwing out our whole history and our Constitution and our way, our culture is just totally being destroyed. We're evil now, and we need to be re-educated. It's just, it blows my mind, you know.
Well, Dave, that's the scary thing. Oh, Dave, you're completely right, and thank you very much for that call. No, look, this is the thing that I find, frankly, very frightening. I'm going to get to that in the next hour. Because I'm going to play some clips that you need to hear. You need to hear. They're talking now about deprogramming Trump supporters. Like, this is getting scary. Deprogramming, reprogramming. Ocasio-Cortez, The Washington Post, CNN, New York Times, Los Angeles Times. You know, this is not some fringe website. Hollywood. They're openly talking about reprogramming 74, 75 million Trump voters. And I'm like, you know, you keep talking like this, it's going to lead to very bad actions. Reprogram for what? Brainwash us for what? Indoctrinate us for what? So this is what I find, frankly, most despicable. In fact, you know what? Let me play a quick cut. On the one hand, they're saying, oh, you know, in a democracy, you have to disagree. Okay, so when you disagree, it's like, oh, no, 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 you can't disagree. You have to be brainwashed. No, no, you have to be deprogrammed. How dare you vote for President Trump? How dare you oppose Biden? How dare you vote against Biden? But which is it then? Listen now to Ed Markey. Yes, that Ed Markey. He's another one. You want to talk about the Walking Dead? Here's another one. Markula, I want to take your blood. I want to suck your mommy. So he came out of his mansion, the basement and the coffin in Chevy Chase. And here is now what Markula is now saying. So according to Ice Cream Ed, Ed Markey is now saying, you know what, boy, the inauguration. By the way, what happened to all these terrorist attacks? All 50 state capitals were going to be hit by Trump supporters. You know, what happened to the blackout? What happened to this? They were going to cut the lights. They were going to cut the power. And then Trump supporters were going to storm the Capitol building. And they were going to take over the Capitol. They were going to take over the White House. What happened to all this hysteria and panic that we were seeing for days and days leading up? But anyway, let that go. Listen to Ed Markey. Roll cut 81, Christian.
It was secure. And white nationalists had no chance of interrupting this constitutionally required inauguration of Joe Biden. That's an important signal to send to our own people and to the rest of the world.
So basically, the white nationalists, white supremacists, i.e. us, Trump supporters, we couldn't stop Biden from becoming president. So democracy won. Now, listen to what he says next. because this is what I'm talking about. This is the chilling stuff. Roll cut 82, Christian.
I don't think we can have unity without accountability. For the white nationalists who attacked the Hill, for Donald Trump who incited the insurrection, there has to be accountability.
So, again, they're setting up this law that would brand all Trump supporters and conservatives as potential domestic terrorists. So we're all domestic terrorists. We're all extremists. We're all white supremacists. But listen now to Markey. Listen now. Look at this doublespeak. Listen to this. Roll cut 83. You know what? I don't have time. Hold on. I don't have time. I don't want to rush it. So I'm going to play Markey on the other side. I'm going to take more of your calls. So we have to have accountability. We have to be muzzled. We have to be silenced.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.